Ladies and gentlemen, Maximum Mike is proud to
was Shipwrecked, the band was Hailstorm, and I'm Maximum Mike. What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Rock for Rookies. Now, here's the thing. There was no live show this week, and I pre-recorded this show because it's been so long, and it's still going to be a while until I have an opportunity to do another live show, but I couldn't let you guys go so long without an episode of Rock for Rookies. But I can guarantee you, live or not live, this is going to be an amazing episode with some amazing bands, a lot of which I have never played on the show before, and I don't know if I want to show off about that. I mean, I can show off the fact that I'm playing music that I've never played before, but some of these bands, it's pretty sad that I haven't gotten to them. Now, we started off with Hailstorm this week because it's off their brand new album, Back Through Time, just released about a week ago. It is pirate metal at its best. The truth is, I can't give you another example of pirate metal at the moment, but if there were a whole bunch of bands that were doing pirate metal, I think Hailstorm would probably be on the top right there. Now I want to change the tone very, very quickly, because that's what we do here at Rock for Rookies, and I want to talk about fairy tales, okay? Little tiny fairy tales, and usually a fairy tale, I spend a lot of time telling stories to my daughter, and I'm just thinking that if you were to grow up in Germany, fairy tales must be horrifying. Check this one out.
Ein kleiner Mensch stirbt nur zum Schein, wollte ganz alleine sein. Das kleine Herz stand still für Stunden. So hat man es für tot befunden. Es wird verscharrt in nassem Sand mit einer Spieluhr in der Hand.
Melodie im Wind. Und auf Erde singt das Kind.
And that right there was the song A Night Without Cars by Brandon Boyd, the lead singer of Incubus, put out his own solo album titled The Wild Trapeze back in 2010. And it's a lot better than the brand new Incubus album, which has been driving me crazy, the whole thing. And I honestly just don't recommend that you check it out, so I'm not even going to bother telling you the name of the new Incubus album, but it's awful. It's really problematic. It literally sounds like they're like, oh, we're totally stoned and have zero energy output level, and they went ahead and made an album with that, and it's soft. It's garbage, okay? It's not even musical garbage. It's just garbage. But Brandon Boyd's solo album was pretty damn good, so I played a little Shot Right You. Guys, we have to move on with Rock for Rookie, so let me just tell you that right before that we heard Taproot and the song Wherever I Stand off the 2008 album Our Long Road Home. Awesome rock. Alternative rock band, fantastic. And we started off with the Rammstein and their song this is always awful. Spielhur. Yeah. I don't know what it's about, and I started talking about fairy tales because that's what the opening music reminded me of, but I have no idea what that song was about. It was off the 2000 album Mutter, a song that I have played several times on Rock for Rookies. Now, we're moving right on because I don't have a lot of time to spare, hence the whole not spending time doing a live show, but still fantastic music. We're about to hear the punk rock band Belvedere off their 2004 album Fast Forward Eats the Tape. This is the song Closed Doors.
Never had to think about it, never had to wonder where you're coming from. It's these complexities that scrambled our relations. Wonder why we thought about an open door when all the walls were coming down. And it's sad you took me with a passion in your eyes. Relationship is done. It's time to wait. This time, now it's over. All along, you were there, but it's not going. Don't you see? But you found that you were crowded. Your emotions won't allow another day. I take deception, but deception won't take me. It's like 100 open windows blowing freely while the walls are coming down. And it's sad you took me with a passion in your.
So we started things off with the Canadian rock band Belvedere with their song Closed Doors from 2004. As much as I love punk rock, these guys have never been on the top of my list, but I really enjoyed that song, and I felt that it was time to introduce you to the band, and I have another reason for playing them. I recently got a buttload of music from a friend of mine as a part of my attempt to renew, or like a phoenix, my music collection should come from the fire, and I got all this brand new music in one day. I increased it like 30 gig, and that was just, it was wonderful. It was one of them. Now, so now I'm going through all this music that I never had before, never played before, and you guys are the ones who are getting a lot out of that. Right after that, we heard Simon and Garfunkel, the song Cecilia, off their 1970 album Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Now, I already know for a fact that some people have already told me that it's not really appropriate for rock freakies. First of all, nobody tells me what's appropriate on my show. Secondly, if you look it up, it's folk rock. Folk rock. Emphasis on the rock. And you can also emphasize on the folk if you want to. But again, Simon and Garfunkel are totally legit here on Rock for Rookies. And finally, we heard Versa Emerge and their song Consider the Sea off their 2008 EP Perception. They are an American rock duo, which means there are only two people in the band rocking it out silly-wise. And there was also a new discovery for me for this show. Now, speaking of American rock duos, we're going to move on to a very successful one right now entitled The Black Keys. You all know them. They put out a very successful album last year entitled Brothers. This is off one of their earlier releases entitled Attack and Release from 2008, and this is the song I Got Mine.
We'll be right back. can afford it. You say the words and my weapon is drawn. This one could be my last time. Some people call it war crime. I may be staring down a lethal sight. Nothing shocks you like a
bills, you only got 10. plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the men say they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Get sick, get well, hang around the inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get bought, get back, ride rail, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters. Girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meter. Oh, get born, keep warm, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't live. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals and try to forge the scandals. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work cause the vandals took the handle.
Oh my god, was that not the heaviest, hard rockin'est piece of music you've ever heard? Yes, I know that I'm actually talking about Bob Dylan's Subterranean Homesick Blues, but still, it depends. It's all about perspective on how you look at music. Bob Dylan, rockin' it. That was actually one of his first electrical pieces ever with an electric guitar. It was back in 1965 off of his album Bringing It All Back Home. I do love that song, as the video is also super famous, and also check that out. It's really sick. Subterranean Homesick Blues is the song. Right before that, we heard Avenged Sevenfold off their 2010 album. Nightmare was the song Danger Line. And of course, by the way, I don't know if you know this, and this is pretty interesting. Avenged Sevenfold was voted like the favorite band of 2010 amongst... I read in some poll, there's a Facebook group, a music Facebook group called something like What Would We Do Without Music? Manase Mino Simple Musica. It's this group on Facebook that I'm a part of. And it literally has like 30,000 fans on it. It's like the biggest music Israeli music group that exists. And they voted like best band of what's going on. And Avenged Sevenfold was voted in as the best band of the year, so pretty sweet for them. And of course, we started things off with the Black Keys, who are very artsy-fartsy, but not in a White Stripes fun kind of way. They're more like, we're so freaking cool that we can't bother to break a sweat. That's kind of the attitude I've always had about the Black Keys, because they're so bluesy. Their music is so embedded in the old rock and roll blues style that sometimes it just gets a bit plodding. Again, my opinion, and I do think that they kick ass, but still, they could easily turn up the tempo a bit and match the White Stripes for energy. That's what I have to say. Now, we're moving on right now because we actually still do have a lot of time left of the show, but I played a track off of the album Black Union by Skindred a few weeks ago. It was featuring Jacoby Shaddix. The track was entitled Warning, I believe. It got a lot of positive responses, so I'm giving you another listen to the brand new album. This is the song Cut 'Em.
Leave your family with pain. None of them can console. His only judge I know when the truth will end. Only leave me suffocating. Heart stop beating. Soldier reaping. I'm left them bleeding. Cause you got the handle and I know that it's not to trade. Bye.
that's the wrong way to go. Cut down to the bone, slice to the marrow. Watch them all fall down, man, like dummy now. The road to destruction is well wide, you know. Suffocating, heart stop beating, soldier reaping, I'm left and bleeding. Cause you got the handle and I know that it's time to trade.
Still out.
So right after Skindred, a reggae metal band, we heard the band Dial 7 and their song Give It To Me off the 2000 album Groovy Galactic. Now here's what happens when you type Groovy Galactic into Wikipedia. First of all, it tells you that it has nothing. And then when you, you scroll down a little bit, all of a sudden it says Barrett Blade, once member of Dial 7. So I clicked on it. Now Barrett Blade, born 1973, is a pornographic actor and director. Barrett was married to porn actress Kristen Price on October 2004. The couple has since divorced. You scroll down a little bit more, there are two sentences. Barrett was a music writer and former bassist for the band Dial 7. The band had a contract with Warner Brother Records. That's it. That is all the information that I've managed to find about the band so far. If you type in Dial 7 in Google, one of the first things that pops up is one of those Yahoo questions saying, whatever happened to the band Dial 7? You click on it, the answer is, they died. So, I think it's kind of funny. So, yeah, but it's a fun song, and the band's a fun band. They have that rap punk style going for them. It's groovy. It's fun to dance to. But after that, we heard Stone Sour and the song Hell in Consequences off the 2006 album Come Whatever May. So we're about halfway through the show at this point, and I want to introduce you to a band called Automatic Love Letter. I've never played these guys on the show. Amazing female front lead singer. I really enjoy her stuff. This is off their EP from 2009 entitled Automatic Love Letter. It's the song The Day That Saved Us, and take it seriously, because there's something different about it. Can't put my finger on it yet, but there's something different about it. Automatic Love Letter right here on Rock.
Save us, the light it carries me and the soul. dead like children of the damned. And our pain will shine a light to those who understand.
So we started off the block with Automatic Love Letter and the song The Day That Saved Us. I want to know what you think, so please let me know. Now would be a perfect opportunity to remind you of all the ways that you can get in contact with me, Maximum Mike. First of all, that's my name. Check it out on Facebook. Friend me. I will friend you. We can be friends. I promise you, I poke gently. Secondly, you can join the fan page of Rock for Rookies. Just hit the like button, and we'll be there. You can always post your videos. I'll post videos. That's most of the time when I find an amazing video, and I usually check out the YouTube as much as possible for all the songs that I play during the week. And if there are also any amazing videos, those go up right there. You can also follow me on the Twitter, Rock for Rookies, or you can send me an email to maximum@rockforrookies.com. I'm also supposed to tell you now that I hope in the next few weeks, our brand new website will finally be online. And it's just spectacular to look at, because you know the shows are already great. But the new website's also spectacular to look at, has a lot of cool perks, a lot of cool features, so you're going to be checking that out soon. Right after Automatic Love Letter, we heard Black Sabbath and the song Sweet Leaf off the 1971 Master of Reality. Geezer Butler, the guy, he was drummer at the time. He found, what's it called? He saw the words Sweet Leaf on a packet of cigarettes that he bought sometime, and that just literally just stoked them all, and they wrote the song. That simple. Right after that, what we just heard was Black Veil Brides off their album We Stitch the Woods. Also just came out in 2010. It was the song Children Surrender. Here's the thing about them. They're kind of a Avenged Sevenfold ripoff. They have all the solos of Iron Maiden. They have the look of Kiss. And they have the sound of Avenged Sevenfold. So you can find all of those things in this one song. Or you can branch out and find all of them better in other people's music. Why'd I play it then? Why not? It's actually a good song. All right, we're going to move on to a track that I'm actually going to dedicate to my boy Ariel Resnick right now, because the most praise I've ever heard given to this album came from his mouth. He said when he first heard Pearl Jam's album 10, it changed the way he thought about music. So I'm going to dedicate this next song to him. I know you had a request, buddy, but I could not get my hands on it as of yet, so don't keep hoping. No, or keep hoping, because I will play it eventually. This song's one's for you, right here in Rock for Keys. This is Why Go.
We'll be right back.
So I have no idea where I was going with that block. That whole block right there was really weird, even for me. We start off with Pearl Jam and Why Go. So like, all right, this block has power because it's got some class on it. We put some Pearl Jam. Then right after that, I played the Swinging Utters, a California punk rock group formed up in 1980 and still going strong. That was their song Kick It Over off their brand new album. I'm talking brand new, like the last few days, entitled Here Under Protest. Does that mean that they're old and they don't want to be doing this anymore? Or is it just them being rebels that they don't want to be doing anything? I don't know, but we'll figure it out. But man, I enjoyed that a lot, and I definitely recommend checking out that entire new album. It's fantastic. Now, an album which I'm not so sure about, not so certain about, is the one that I just played a song off of. It was the band Blackstone Cherry and the song Killing Floor off of their new album, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Now, as you might know, I'm a huge fan of Blackstone Cherry. Their first two albums were incredible. Okay, the songwriting, the sounds, the styles, everything about it was great. This new album seems to be, it's almost sell-out-y, it's almost a bit mainstream. It's almost as if they're like, you know what, everyone else is doing okay, let's just Nickelback it or Hinder it. The first single that they put out was called White Trash Millionaire, and it's so flashy, it's just not their style. And they have a song called Blame It on the Boom Boom. Okay, it's just, what is that? It's awful. They had so much going for them. The lead singer has such a wonderful sound. His voice is incredible, as well, by the way, as his look, because he looks just like Jack Black, so that's hilarious. We're moving on right now. It's a band that I've not played in a foreverdom. It's POD and the song If You Could See Me Now. If You Could See Me Now, off their album Testify, and it's been a while, and these guys rock it strong. Check it out.
Take you by surprise. Don't fear the unknown.
that was Seether right there, and their song Pride, but it actually wasn't Seether. See, Seether didn't actually get big till about 2004, and before that they were practicing under the name Sarengas, so that was actually Sarengas singing the song Pride, but that was just me making sure that, the voice was a tad familiar. Sarengas, sweet. Right before then we heard Heroes for Hire and the song You Only Live Once. Heroes for Hire, besides having a fantastically awesome name, are also a very good punk rock group, or at least rock group. That's what they're labeled under. Not so punk, but I feel the styles and the sound in there. So what are you going to do? And of course, we started off the block with POD, and If You Could See Me Now. Guys, we have reached the end of this week's episode of Rock for Geese. All the different ways that I told you guys that you can get in contact with me, yeah, that's still relevant from 6 songs ago, so keep that in mind. I hope to see you in the near future live, at least. I am Maximum Mike. This has been Rock for Geese, and remember, if the music touches you, make sure it's someplace naughty. Finishing off the show this week, we have Little Hinder with Nothing Good About Goodbye. Peace. Rolled on my-